It's 7 in the evening, and a cold rain is falling. We're at Mille Lacs Lake in central Minnesota, about an hour's drive north of Minneapolis. Three members of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are launching a small boat into the darkness of the lake. In the boat are several batteries to power the electric motor, a couple of 12-foot-long spears, and a waterproof flashlight at the end of a long pole. They'll use the light to look for walleye, and if they find some, they'll spear as many as they can. Close to shore, band members have spread nets to catch the walleye as they spawn. Their ancestors used these traditional methods every spring. Ferdinand Martineau is watching as the boats float away. He's the director of natural resources for the band.
There's a lot of old-timers that did come over here, and there's still a lot of talk about it, a lot of stories and stuff that are told. You know, my grandpa talks about it a lot. So, yeah, the oral traditions are still there. It's a lot of fun. You get into, you know, a rhythm out there, and you just kind of lose track of everything but looking for that little fish in that lake, you know.
This lake and the land around it, in fact, much of present-day Minnesota and Wisconsin, are part of a huge territory the Chippewa ceded to the federal government in the mid-19th century. But under the terms of the treaties, they preserved their right to hunt, fish, and gather throughout the territory. However, as the states began enforcing their own rules, the Chippewa were prevented from fishing in the traditional way. Recent court rulings have reaffirmed Native rights, and tribal members in Wisconsin have been fishing this way for over 10 years, but they've faced a lot of hostility from competing anglers. At times, it's even erupted into violence. So, besides the fishermen on the lake this evening, state law enforcement officials are a visible presence. It's an ironic twist that gives Ferdinand Martineau a chuckle.
The state has been out here in force protecting the treaty rights of tribal members, where, you know, if we were out spearing before, they were looking for us, you know, to catch us and put us in court. But their job was to stop that from happening, and now their job is to ensure that, you know, the tribal members can go out and do it without any real big hassles.
Nearby, tribal conservation officers have set up a big plastic tent. They're drinking coffee, telling stories, and setting up equipment to weigh and measure the fish as they're brought in. Everything about this harvest is carefully documented. The Chippewa are proud of their resource conservation ethic, and they don't want anyone thinking they're taking too much fish. Mille Lacs is the most popular walleye lake in Minnesota, a state where nearly half the population has a fishing license. And in the nearby town of Isle, Eddie Lieback is concerned. He repairs boat motors for a living and owns a winter ice fishing resort. He's watched as the number of anglers on Mille Lacs has tripled in 20 years. And he says if the Chippewa take too many fish, it's bound to have an impact on his livelihood and that of other resort owners around the lake.
My grandfather homesteaded here. I'm third generation. I still live here. One way or another, every generation of my family has made a living off this lake in some degree. It would really be hard to see almost half of the allowable catch every year go to a small minority of people when there's so many other people in the state that enjoy it too.
A court ruling last year determined that the Chippewa can harvest up to 100,000 pounds of walleye from Mille Lacs Lake by the year 2000. That represents almost half of the total take in recent years. The Chippewa say they recognize the concern and they've been willing to compromise. In mid-March, the tribe announced it would claim far fewer fish than the court ruling allowed. Several bands of the Chippewa tribe are sharing a projected harvest of 40,000 pounds of walleye, leaving 220,000 pounds for anglers. But on the lake, having the right to the fish and being able to catch them are two different things. By 10:30, there isn't much to take home. Spearers come into the tent out of the cold with discouraging news. Their nets are empty, and they've only speared two walleyes. But the fishermen aren't worried. Ice out on the lake has come earlier than usual, and it's probably taking some time for the fish to catch up. After a brief warm-up, the spearers are on the lake again, shining their lights in search of the elusive walleye.
These guys are committed fishermen that are out here. They've been doing this for years without sanction of treaty rights. Not because they're trying to prove a point or rub something in someone's face. They're just here to spear.
It's like any other kind of fishing. You're never sure you're going to catch anything. But with careful management and a continued spirit of cooperation, the Chippewa say there should be enough walleye for spearers and anglers for generations to come. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill at Mille Lacs Lake, Minnesota.